urgent manipulation warning for 33 UN Tourism Executive Council delegates. The future of UN tourism may be played out by 33 women and men attending the upcoming 122nd session of the UN Tourism Executive Council in Cartagena de India in Colombia, starting tomorrow, November 13 to 15, 2024. It's not clear that all full members of the UN Tourism Executive Committee understand the manipulation they may be tricked into voting for this week in Colombia. The 33 UN Tourism members are Daniel Sile, Secretario de Turismo, Ambiente y Deportes, Secretaria de Turismo, Ambiente y Deportes Argentina, SOS Avetisian, Embajador de Armenia en España, Embajada de Armenia en España, Armenia, Jalil Malakov, Deputy Head of Administration, Head of International Relations, State Tourism Agency, Azerbaijan, Fatima Al-Sarafi, Minister of Tourism, Kingdom of Bahrain, Ministry of Tourism, Bahrain, Mr. Celso Sabino de Oliveira, Minister of Tourism in Brazil, Ministry of Tourism, Brazil, Evdim Milashev, Minister of Tourism, Ministry of Tourism, Bulgaria, Su Zhao, Director, Ministry of Culture and Tourism, China, Juan Oswaldo Manrique Camargo, Vice Ministro de Turismo de Colombia, Ministerio de Comercio, Industria y Turismo, Colombia, Vicente Letica, Advisor to the Minister, Ministry of Tourism and Sport, Croatia, Vladimir Eisenbrock, Ambassador of the Czech Republic, Embassy of the Czech Republic in Bogota, Czechia, Didier Mpambia Musina, Minister, Government, Democratic Republic of the Congo, Carlos Padero, Vice Minister, Ministry of Tourism, I Dominican Republic, Ms. Maya Omiads, Head of Georgia National Tourism Administration, Georgia, Mr. Mohamed Adam, Ambassador, Ghana, Ghana, Ms. Despoina Damianidou, Officer, Ministry of Tourism, Greece, Mr. Suman Billa, Additional Secretary, Ministry of Tourism, India, Mr. Mohamed Najib, Indonesian Ambassador in Madrid, Embassy of Indonesia in Madrid, Indonesia, Ali Asghar Shalbafian Hassanabadi, Vice Minister for Tourism, Ministry of Cultural Heritage, Tourism and Handicrafts, Iran, Islamic Republic of Iran, Giancarlo Maria Curcio, Embajador de Italia, Embajada de Italia in Colombia, Italy, Christina Edwards, Director, Ministry of Tourism, Jamaica, Takuro Furue, Director, Japan Tourism Agency, Japan, Ladija Bajaruniin, Tourism Policy, Ministry of Economy and Innovation, Lithuania, Zora Tatsi, Directress par Interim de la Strategie et de la Cooperation, Ministère du Tourisme, de l'Artisanat et de l'Economie Sociale et Solidaire, Morocco, Eldavina Carla José Materiala, Minister of Culture and Tourism of Republic of Mozambique, Ministry of Culture and Tourism, Mozambique, Albertus Achimub, Ambassador, Embassy of Namibia to Spain, Namibia, Dorothy Duruaku, Director of Federal Ministry of Tourism, Nigeria, Bakun Choi, Deputy Minister, Ministry of Culture, Sports and Tourism, Republic of Korea, Irene Murawa, Chief Tourism Officer, Rwanda Development Board, Rwanda, He Mr. Ahmed Al-Khatib, Minister of Tourism, Ministry of Tourism, Saudi Arabia, Patricia Dalil, Minister of Tourism, Ministry of Tourism, South Africa, Rosario Sanchez Grau, Secretaria de Estado de Turismo, Cedar, Spain, Badrea Almhairi, Assistant Undersecretary, Ministry of Economy, United Arab Emirates, Rodney M. Sakumba, Minister, Ministry of Tourism, Zambia, the current Secretary General for UN Tourism, Zuru Palalakashvili, has it all planned, his questionable third term to maintain his post, leading the political part of the travel and tourism industry in uncertain times of wars, government changes in the US, and other stumbling blocks for tourism to continue to be a pillow of peace and cooperation. Iturbonews.com. Mr. Zurab campaigned for his own benefit throughout his time leading the organization and manipulated the system to be allowed to run for a third term, making it more difficult for other candidates to come forward and compete against him. Strangely, it's unclear if his country, Georgia, will support his ambition and issue the necessary paperwork to open this path. Here is what the 33 delegates need to watch out for. Clarity and transparency, not confusion and manipulation, should win this week at this upcoming executive session. It should not be forgotten that Zurab is already bribing Brazil and the Dominican Republic to allow them to host a satellite office for UN tourism, along with promises of awards and positions. At the same time, other potential candidates have not even had a chance to come forward and campaign. Brazil should not be allowed, as the executive chair, together with Alicia Gomes of the UN Tourism Legal Department and Jana Iacovleva, chief of the cabinet, all loyal Zurab followers, to open the envelopes with the secret votes at the Executive Council and General Assembly for the election of the UN Tourism Secretary General. An independent UN observer should be invited to participate. This is the timeline the 33 delegates of the Executive Council should approve for the upcoming election. Manipulation 1. November 18, 2024, the vacancy announcement will be posted on the UN Tourism website, and a note will be sent to all members indicating the procedure and deadline for submitting candidatures. This has always been in September but was shortened only due to COVID-19. COVID-19 is finished, and there was no reason to maintain November. Manipulation 2. January 31, 2025, deadline for the receipt of candidatures at the Secretariat. There is no reason to maintain this short deadline. It was moved in 2020 in another manipulation at the UNWTO Executive Council in Georgia in the middle of COVID, with hardly anyone having a clear mind on what was happening, resulting in Zurab winning a second term with no chance of another candidate competing. February 2025, opening and verification of the candidatures received. This window covering the holiday season is too short for potential candidates to evaluate. Manipulation 3. Mid-March/April 2025, a note verbale will be sent to all members announcing the eligible candidatures. The deadline for communicating eligible candidatures will be 2 months before the opening of the 123rd session of the Executive Council. In mid-May 2025, the 123rd session of the Executive Council will consider and vote for, recommend, a nominee recommendation. The 2-month period a new candidate has to campaign and convince 160 countries is too short, mainly if Zurab stays in the game as a candidate. It would disadvantage everyone but give Zurab a considerable advantage in this competition. Manipulation 4. 7-11 November 2025, 26th session of the General Assembly in Saudi Arabia, consideration of the nominee recommended by the Executive Council for appointment. The rules are changing. All elections as well as the appointment of the Secretary General shall be made by secret ballot. Rule 53-1. On the recommendation of the Council, the Secretary General shall be appointed for 4 years by the Assembly by a 2/3 majority of the full members present and voting. In the past, the General Assembly was appointed by acclamation unless one country objected to it. New candidates cannot campaign in 160 countries in just 2 to 3 months, giving Zurab a vast advantage in eliminating the acclamation process. Manipulation 5. 2. The term of office of the Secretary General shall be renewable. UN Tourism will be the only UN agency or department allowed to vote for its Secretary General without term limits. Specifically, a UN agency should maintain its integrity with changing leadership, not the danger of one person running this organization forever.